Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City of Indianola Community and Economic Development Director Charlie DeSell about the Indianola Downtown Square Reconstruction Project ribbon-cutting ceremony. Indianola Downtown Square Reconstruction Project held a ribbon-cutting Friday. First of all, what did it mean to get to this point? All four streets on the square open. This is a years-long project, and it's got to feel pretty good to see it mostly completed here at this point.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. So you mentioned this has been a multi-year project. We started this project last year in June, and so we've been on it for about a year and a half now. And it's a two-and-a-half-year project. Not over yet, but what happened today and what today's ribbon cutting ceremony symbolized was the completion of all of the street side construction. We had a total of 8 blocks that were being redone as part of this project, and we have now completed those 8 blocks on the street side. Mentioned, again, the project is not over yet. We do have some alley construction that still needs to be completed, and that's going to take place here, probably starting maybe even the next month, but then lasting into probably about this time next year.
All right, well, just to put this in perspective, you gave a couple of stats that I thought were absolutely just super interesting for those who don't know the scope of what was done here on the square. Would you mind reading those off?
Yeah, so we added 43 new trees on this, 60 new shrubs, over 2,000 perennial ground coverings. There's over 2 miles of electrical conduit in the ground, and I made the comparison that from the intersection of Ashland and Buxton, where we had the ribbon cutting, if you went from there to the balloon field, that's 2 miles. We have over 1.3 miles of new storm sewer and subdrains within the ground, and again, from that point there at Ashland and Buxton, and if you drew a straight line to the intersection of Jefferson and Hillcrest, that is 1.3 miles. We have about a quarter mile new water main in the ground. We have about 16,500 square yards of concrete. That's about 450 concrete trucks that have been involved in this project over the last year and a half delivering concrete. We have 2,500 square yards of new pavers. That was helped by the Iowa DNR giving us a grant. We have 44 new streetlights, 17 new benches, and 16 new bike racks.
Well, talk about what the business is on the square. Your job is community and economic development director, and I, you know, put the big hashtag bold on economic part because this is an investment on the square that's been made pretty clear from the city all along.
Yes.
And again, they had to go through some hardships, but hopefully this will benefit everyone in the long run.
And that's, you're exactly right, and that's what we've looked at is the benefit of this project from this point and into the future is going to pay off immensely. There was definitely some heartache that took place here the last year and a half. Obviously, there is no easy way to reconstruct roads and utilities in the ground while you have businesses who front right to those roads, essentially. So we had to be mindful of that. We did everything we could to make sure that those businesses continued to have access, but in the end, it wasn't easy. And there were times I think business owners really got frustrated with what was going on. But we've now reached the end, and again, I think from this point in the future, the payback of this to those businesses is gonna be great. We anticipate that this project is gonna do nothing but increase property values throughout the square. These buildings are gonna become more valuable just because of what is taking place in front of them on the sidewalks and the streets. We have added more space for community gatherings. I mean, it's symbolic of what is going on today by us opening these streets that we have an event that our downtown merchants are hosting tonight, Wine, Witches, and Brews, where that event doesn't close streets, but it encourages pedestrian traffic through the sidewalks. So that's going to really show now tonight. We're going to have a lot of people. And I was just talking with one of the merchants here a little bit ago when I was on my way over here, and they anticipate over 1,000 people to be attending that event tonight. So, you know, we go back to when the courthouse was demolished and there was a lot of heartbreak by the amount of trees that were taken out on that property. And again, you know, I mentioned we added 43 new trees. That's just on the street side too. The county itself has done a really good job of adding trees on their site. So I think in the end, we've netted more plantings, trees, and vegetation within the downtown than we had before, given they're not nearly as mature as they used to be. But again, we'll get there at some point.
Well, I know there's way too many people to thank than we have time left here. So just a general thank you From the city of Indianola to all the people that worked on this.
Everybody that worked on this. And I mean, I really do want to give a shout out to the Absolute Group, our general contractor in this. They did a great job. But really, the biggest thanks, I think, need to go to the business owners for their patience, the general public for continuing to support these businesses downtown. But yeah, you mentioned tons of people to thank on this, but those are some of the bigger ones.
Thanks to Charlie DeSell for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.